This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, this is Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Learn to Fly Day was one of the largest organized drives for pilot recruitment in recent memory, and that's being conservative. Gary Bradshaw's PilotJourney.com delivered more than 15,000 tickets for the events. He has some good information on the day's many, many successes, but the few surprising failures may be the stories that stick in your mind today. Gary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn. Good to be here.
Now, first off, 15,000 plus tickets delivered. That sounds like a huge success, but I understand you were looking for even more.
That's absolutely correct. We had internally planned for 30,000 to 45,000 tickets. So we were a little disappointed, even though it was still good.
How many seminars did you end up with?
We ended up with 200 and about 95 schools doing over 900 seminars, because some schools may have done one or two in a single day, but we had schools that did up to five in a single day.
Does each ticket represent a potential student pilot?
No, I wish it did. What we figured out that people purchased about 2.1, or got free tickets rather, 2.1 tickets for every order. So that means in some cases, you know, a husband probably ordered two tickets for he and his wife, and perhaps he is the only true interested pilot.
Well, let's follow up on that. Let's dig a little behind the numbers. Do you have any idea about how many of the people who attended might actually take lessons?
Yes, we believe honestly that about 7,300 people out of those 7,300, about 64% indicated in a follow-up survey that they wanted to start lessons within 3 months.
And you have provided them with ways that they can follow up on their own, or you have schools that will get back to them? How's it going to work?
We have followed up. In addition, we've given the school all of the names of all of the registered individuals so that the school can follow up as well.
I understand that out of all the successes you had, after all this organization, I think you started recruiting schools back in January. You built up a very large group of them, but you also had a small subset of that group that maybe had some lost opportunities. I don't want you to name any names, but could you share some of the failures of the day with us?
Yes, I'd be glad to, actually. We had 10 or 11%. That would be about 30 schools out of the 300. Things from attendees went to the airport and the gate was locked and they couldn't get to the school. They needed a passcode or a card key. We had schools show up at the airport where security knew nothing about the day. We even had two schools that were actually closed, believe it or not, where attendees came. In one case, 33 came. They were all outside the school waiting for the door to open, and it never did.
Now, how does something like that happen?
Well, that's a very good question. We tried our best to communicate with the flight schools through mail, telephone, and email. I would assume that in smaller businesses, unfortunately, one of the challenges of every business is that a lot of times, you know, management doesn't communicate down to the frontline troops what they're involved in. So my guess is that somebody signed up with good intention, but didn't communicate to somebody that they are supposed to be there at a certain time.
So at some locations you had problems with entrance. At some locations you had people who said they were coming and just didn't show up. What are the opposite ends of the spectrum? What was the largest success and what was the worst failure of the day? I hate to put it that way, but I guess that's the case.
Well, I would say that we had many flight schools, probably over 40 or 50 that had an excess of 100. Several flight schools had 200. We had one flight school actually have 400 attendees show up. Again, though, in that particular market, we happen to know we got the front page of the daily newspaper the day before the event, so I'm sure that had something to do with it. Some of the schools, through our research, they displayed posters, flyers. They did additional advertising on their own. And out of the ones that did additional things on their own, 92% of those had an excess of 25 people. On the other end of the spectrum, we have about 40 schools where less than 10 people showed up. We had 15 schools where zero people showed up, even though they registered.
You mentioned that at the one school that had 400 people in that market, you had local media front page mention of the event. How was the local media response? I know that I've seen a lot of coverage in the aviation media, but how do you feel the response was in local media outside of the aviation community?
My first impression is that it was extremely weak. We had one dedicated individual do nothing but send out customized press releases in every market that we had a participating flight school in. So naturally, that was a pretty significant investment for 3 months on our part to develop the media relationships. We now have contracted with a clipping service to go back and review the last several months to find out how many articles we actually got published in different markets, because our goal is to try to learn from what we did so we can do a better job next time.
And that leads me to my final point. Looking forward, and I know it's early, but what are the lessons learned here as best you can see them now? It's only been a few days since the event. But what's more important, do you think those lessons will be applied? Will there be a future Learn to Fly Day next year? And if so, why? If not, why not?
Well, I think there'll definitely be a Learn to Fly Day next year. We have to remember that this is something that EAA is really committed to. We were merely assisting EAA with our resources at Flight School Arena. So the final person to make that call would, of course, be EAA, but they've already said that this was so much of a success. They're definitely going to do it next year. And I think as far as lessons learned, we're still evaluating the data, but I think that probably fewer markets with larger venues might be the solution to the problem. The other thing that I think I'm going to try to recommend to schools and things is to probably find a conference room at the airport or even a hotel conference room on the airport where the Learn to Fly Day seminars can be held in, and then they can guide people to the school. One of the issues that has always plagued aviation is, forever as I can remember, a friend of mine used to work as a Cessna Pilot Center regional manager and a wonderful individual, and he used to always say that the flight schools are the hardest things to find. The public is not used to navigating airports.
Into the future, you need better marketing, better coordination with the flight schools themselves to better organize in advance of the seminars to just guide people to the physical location.
Yeah, I think so. I also think that we need to make it more clear to the flight schools the role of pilot journey. Several of the flight schools indicated that we did a poor job and that they didn't hear any advertising on television or the radio, and they didn't see any advertisements in the newspaper. Well, we're actually donating our time to this, so we don't have any money to buy advertising. So I think some of the schools assumed that we were doing 100% of the work. And all we tried to do was to give them four-color posters, handouts, PowerPoint presentations, and work with the media, things that we could do on a national level that would assist them. But I think the schools thought we were doing more than we really were in some cases.
Well, in the end, it looks like this year we're looking at possibly what, about 4,000 prospective students out of this group?
I would think between EAA had some huge successes at some of the chapters. So they had several that had 400 and 200 and 300 also. So yes, I would say that with our numbers and their numbers combined, that we will end up with 4,000 student starts from a one-day event.
It's a fascinating push, Gary, and I think all of us in the aviation community owe everybody thanks for putting in their time and effort. This was an all-volunteer event, I understand.
It was. It was all volunteer. I mean, everybody that did anything, Pilot Journey and EAA, none of us had anything to gain from the event, except we all are still passionate about being pilots, and we are still passionate about getting people into aviation because we simply know it changes lives.
Gary, thank you very much for spending the time. This has been Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We've been speaking with Gary Bradshaw. His site is pilotjourney.com. It's there to match aspiring pilots with flight school students, not just on Learn to Fly Day, but every day. Gary, thanks again for your time, and thank you all for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.